This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I really urge you to do good for yourself. Do good for yourself. Doing good for Allah, doing good for yourself. Be good. Anything that is good. Rasulullah did not say fasting, praying, Quran. He says Al-Amal Salih. What is Al-Amal Salih? Any action that Allah loves and He is pleased with it, which is done according to the two conditions of ibadah. Two conditions of ibadah. Al-Ikhlas wal Mutabah. You do it according to the Sunnah of the Prophet and sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want to fast, you fast. These days it's good to fast. No restriction. There are some indications in some of a hadith actually that indicated that the Prophet used to fast at least 10 days. Although it's an indication, because Aisha radiallahu anha says, Wal Ashru. And many scholars said this is referring to the Ashru, Dhul Hijjah. It's the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So whether Rasulullah used to fast them or he did not use to fast them, but he says righteous deed in these days is the most beloved thing to be done in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, much more better than any other righteous deed. And fasting, the reason why fasting is good, because it occupies every part of your day. You'll be in an active worship in every single part of your day. And don't forget, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the best thing to be done to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told that person who asked him, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِالسِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا عِدَنَ لَهُ. He said, fast, because I couldn't find something similar to fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in praising the fast, he says, يَدَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ مِنْ جَدْرَائِهِ. He stays away from his eating, drinking, and his sexual desire for my sake. That's why he says, accept fasting. Everything you do is yours, except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَالْعَجْزِمِ. He said, fasting is mine. The rest are yours. Everything is Allah's. You pray is Allah's, not yours. But subhanAllah, we need to understand that this is something special. The eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, fasting is mine. He said, I will be the one who will reward you. إِنَّمَا يُفَصَّابِرُونَ أَجَرَهُمْ لِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The sabirun here, some scholars said, are referring to the fasting people. Patient people here, they say they are the fasting people. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in praising those who fast, in the hadith of Qudsi, or the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِالصَّائِمِ فَرْحَةً. The fasting person has two moments of happiness. إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفَطْرِهِ. When he breaks his fast, he'll be happy with that. This one is witnessed, right, by every one of us. And the second moment of happiness, he says, وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Wow. He says, when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be happy with his fast. Happiness on the Day of Judgment is a sign of success. There's no way for a person to be happy on that day if he's not passing the test. No way. He has to be in a state of grief and stress and hardship. See a person happy, that's a sign of success. And to make it better, Allah says, what the Prophet Allah said, when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be happy with his fasting. And there is a special door only for the fasting people to the judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting will intercede for you, stand on the Day of Judgment for you. So all of these, if you look at them, they will be, inshallah, additional advantages that will make you choosing to fast in these days. You get it? Choosing to fast in these days. Not because specifically the Prophet said fast these 10 days, But since he says al-amal al-salih, you look into the amal al-salih, take whatever you can afford doing. One of them is fasting, and it has all of these advantages and those which we did not mention. So therefore, I really urge you, whoever can fast, should fast for his own benefit. Not must, but should do it for his own benefit. Allah, you need it so much to fast. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to grant you good. And especially these days, I think you have to increase a little bit of the speed, you know, in whatever you're doing. You have to increase a little bit of speed and be more rigid and most honest yourself. What I see is, I don't know whether we see things together, I mean, in the same way, but the life is changing. A lot. Things which used to be a munkar, a ma'ruf these days. So this is the time we're living in. If you're not careful, you could be easily snatched by. So many rukhas, concessions, and things which used to be, you know, praiseworthy now, even from the student, the amount of the leniency and softness and compromise that you are having in these days, Allah is so scary. That's why I said a person should, not exaggerate it to go beyond the limit, but between you and yourself, make sure that your istiqamah increases. Your rigidity in terms of holding firmly upon the istiqamah should be the increase. Go a little bit higher. Inshallah, so that you will be able to maintain the balance. Because I realize these days, the moment you come down a bit, then most likely, as-salamu. See you. So try your best. These are opportunities, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us. So inshallah, by the little you're going to be doing in these days, even like ta'ala, your istifama will increase, inshallah. And inshallah, you will be able to resist the fitan that are emerging every time they are emerging. So fasting, prayers, I'm not talking about the prayers because this, you have to do the moment there is the hijjah or there is no the hijjah. Yeah. So what to say about that? Perfect them. And when you perfect them, please, after the hijjah, then go back to the old way. Continue like that. And recitation of the Quran should please. You must have the wit. Well, it means the portion that you are doing on a daily basis in the book of Allah. And istighfar. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. And give charity as much as you can. And if you can afford udhiyah, do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although that hadith is rejected by some scholars, some authenticated the hadith, some rejected it. But whatever the case might be, you have some who believe that oath here is wajib. So be on the safe side. And Allah praises so much. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ الْحُرْمَهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَ مَيْكُمْ. Allah doesn't need the blood. Doesn't need the meat. But the taqwa that puts you to go and slaughter the animals, this is what Allah wants. That's it. You're doing it only for his sake. And you will get the benefit of this, even by the hand. So don't be stingy to yourself. Slaughter animals. If you live in a place where, you know, you don't have anyone to eat from the animal, you do it somewhere else. But don't stay away from the over here. Yeah. Don't stay away from the over here as long as you can afford it. So these are some advice, and don't forget on the day of Arafah is the 9th of the Hijjah. And according to the best opinion that I believe in, when it comes to the Arafah, you fast with the Arafah. In Ramadan, wherever you are living, any country you're living, you have to follow that site. Breaking the fast, also Eid, you have to do Eid with the people. But if you are living in a place where the sighting is different from the Arafah, And you fast on the Arafah day. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sawmu yawmi Arafah, fasting on the day of Arafah. And the day of Arafah is known. Huwa al-yawmu alladhi yaqumu fihi an-nasu bi-Arafah. The day in which people are standing on Arafah. Ibn Taymiyyah says, even if they are wrong, Allah will count it for them as Arafah. So we are Taba. So we fast on that day. Sheikh Fawzan, he was asked, he says, if you can fast also on the second day, since it does not eat in your country, say, let's do that. But if you happen to choose one day, then choose the Arafah day. If not, if you can be strong, then fast both days, because it's not eat in your country. You know, because you're not going to do eat, although you fast Arafah, but you're not going to do eat tomorrow. Why? Because the hadith of the Prophet said, وَأَضْحَاكُمْ يَوْمَ تَضَحُّونَ. And your Eid, and Adha is the day your people are making Eid. What is Eid? Celebration, right? Happiness, everyone to get with, just together doing, enjoying the happiness. But if you're doing Eid with yourself, which Eid is that? Yeah. Even if you might say, you're doing Eid with your people, the country is not here. Technically, you're the only one who's doing Eid in the place. So that's wrong. Wrong. According to the Sunnah, and wrong also according to the Aql, also at the same time. It doesn't make sense. And also, especially with the Adha, it's the wrong thinking. You Allah, is the wrong thinking. Because if you do the Eid before you, the country you are living in, if you do the Eid, then you have some scholars who believe that your Eid is batil. Your Eid is batil, and your Udhiyah also is a waste of money. Just laham, shatu laham, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he says, man dabha qabla salah, innama hi shatu laham. You slaughter before the Eid, before the prayer. And how do you convince yourself that it's a prayer here in this? Because if you say the prayer is a prayer of your country, then I would say, which prayer in your country is we are referring to? Right? Which prayer are you referring to? Then we will say, okay, since he's talking in Saudi, then the prayer of Saudi. That means people who are behind, who are above Saudi, you know, 12 hours, more than that, they cannot do Eid at all, because when they do it, until the Saudi. Nobody is saying that this. And also, if you do it, so you see the old hair is shaky. However, if you wait and do the Eid with your people, you follow the hadith of the Prophet, that's number one. And number two, you're going to do Eid in either the day of Eid, you're going to do the Udhiyah in either the day of Eid itself, according to the site in another country, or you will be doing it in Yawm al-Tashriq in another country. I mean, by consensus of the scholars, your Udhiyah is correct. Bidhillah al-Jalil. Get it? So, it's not smartness actually what some of us are doing, you know, when they celebrate Eid before the people in the country where they live. But for the fasting of the day of Arafah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attached it to the day of Arafah, then you go and follow the Arafah itself. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is an expiation for 2 years. 2 years. So don't forget, this is an expiation of your sins that you have committed last year and the following year or the current year. You know, many of us, we stop here, right? But don't forget, he says an expiation. What happened to the reward? And this is the impact of the fast. It goes back and removes your sins and removes these ones also. You will have no clue, you know, of what could possibly be the reward of this fast in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please get ready. It is only 10 days, right? Do it for your own benefit. And we have so many other righteous deeds, right? Silatul Rahim, bil walidain, you know, being good to the parents, Silatul Rahim, being kind to your family members, all of them. You know, anything that you know Allah loves, doing it in these days belongs to Allah's spirit. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah did not restrict it to one specific thing. Zil amal salih. The jinns, any amal salih. Whatever is amal salih, righteous deed, ibadah that is done, according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also sahibuhaka mukhlisan lillahi azza wa jalla. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will value in these days. May Allah accept you. May Allah grant you good, and ability to do the right thing, and may Allah want to aid you to do it. Because ability might be there, but we're lazy. We're able to do it, capable of it. So may Allah want to grant us tawfiq to do it in the way He wants, and to be among the successful ones in these days and days to come until we meet Him.